family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Presents Women Speak Now, hosted by Minister Charlene. Yes, this is a new day. We thank you all for joining us tonight. Yes, Women Speak Now and Be Heard is on every first Thursday, hosted by Minister Charlene. And yes, that same flow, that same reaching all. But don't forget that Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, to find real godly solutions. And yes, all of our hostess, thank you, Holy Spirit, will seek the truth without compromising the word of God. They will speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. They will believe that all those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. And yes, the Now Network is going to another level here on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Well, God bless you, family. I know we've done some changes and some switching around and dates and things, but we want to introduce tonight not a new covenant partner, a consistent, ongoing covenant partner that is now stepping into her role here on Women Speak Now. So without any further ado, without any elaborate introductions, I want everyone to put your hands together in the spirit for the mighty woman of God, Minister Charlene Bless Favor. I try to put it all together, but that's how we met. That's what I know. Minister Charlene Bless Favor. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, man of God. God bless you, Pastor E.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm thanking God for this beautiful Thursday and this new season that we're in.
Amen. 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 Well, you know, I'm excited. We've talked offline, and yeah, we know that that God is about to do some miraculous shifting as we get into mm-hmm. what God has already done. And I just want to give you an opportunity. First of all, some people may out there know you and have heard you respond, but just to give a little insight, who is the woman of God that is going to be leading this first? Now, that first Thursday is pretty important, because don't you know how you start is how you finish. What will you be bringing to the table? And tell our listeners a little bit about the mighty woman of God, the worshiper, the entrepreneur. Oh, I'm telling it all. You tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Minister Charlene Douglas, and I go by Charlene Blessed Favor. That's my name on Facebook. I thank God. He has called me into the ministry, definitely the Ministry of Reconciliation. I'm a minister at my church, North Park Apostolic Church, where I sing on the praise team. I minister there, and God has launched me outside of the church to minister to the homeless, edify, exhortation, singing, preaching. I mean, he's using the gifts that have been burning in my soul, and that's soul winning, encouraging souls, building up souls, edifying them, speaking into their now, concerning what the Spirit of God has put in my spirit about what is he speaking to the lost, what he's speaking to the body of Christ, and, you know, concerning his spirit, his heart, his mind, his love, and his word. And it's unshakable. You know, when he keeps waking me up to stay alert and sensitive to what he's doing, and to have opportunity to be able to be on this show to share that is, it's astounding to me. I'm humbled by it, grateful for it, and we'll be talking about issues pertaining to the heart of God. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm already excited. I'm about to get out the way. No, but we want to continue just to say, you know, we appreciate your obedience, because we really, this is an open door that God opens. The Now Network really represents not our will, and we practice getting out the way and letting God move. And, you know, we can confess to all our listeners, this should have, you know, we in our own thinking thought this should have been started a long time ago. But now, in the season of now, when God has put it all together, watch, I am so excited, because, you know, some people get mad. Be like, oh, I thought it should have went this way. But when you really sit back and say, you know what, if I'm really out of the will of God, I have to keep my mouth shut and just continue to follow him. And now we're here today launching Women Speak Now, the first Thursday every month, hosted by Minister Charlene Douglas. But if you want to know her on Facebook, Minister Charlene Blessed Favor. She's on my page. You guys seen her probably respond and like and share so much. But what my last question, and I'm gonna get out the way, because this is Women Speak Now, mm-hmm. but as the CEO founder, I'm obligated to introduce and to make it as comfortable as possible as we go forward. And so that's why I'm here. But mm-hmm. what would be that one call that one person's out there saying, oh, they're talking, what would they look forward to on the first Thursdays? And all of our Thursdays are getting really unique. But on that first Thursday, what could our listeners look forward to?
Tonight, I'm looking forward to
recognizing. We already know tonight. We're going to get
sorry.
A word. But what can they look forward down the line that's going to be coming? So they say, oh, man, what a word tonight. But she said, oh, she's going to be doing this. Oh, and she asked us for our opinion. What can you say is, what can we look forward to with Women Speak Now?
Oh, amen. Okay, so with the Women Speak Now, another burden of on my spirit is that the singles need to be spoken to. So whatever the Lord is putting in my spirit for singles, you know, we've been set on the back burner, but God is there something that's stirring in my spirit for Him to speak into our lives through words of exhortation, encouragement, even from married people to come online and speak to the singles. Just bombarding different areas of where we need to grow and where, you know, that we don't have to, we're not something odd. God created singles. Amen. He created Adam single, then He created Eve. So it's just to receive instruction, is to receive teaching, to receive encouragement, to receive edification. And we're not limited on what only I know, but we want to bring people in that can speak on these very subjects so that we can be fed and we can be ministered to and we can be encouraged.
Man,
and also,
that's what we're talking about.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Go ahead.
For the single.
I was just sidebar. Look, I was just sidebar. You just keep bouncing off of me and just keep going.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it would be a blessing if we could have the seniors come in and speak to us on, but at the end of the day, it's like, Lord, you know, there's things on our hearts. If no one's bringing it up, there's no one talking, and people are talking amongst their friends and their peers. But we need to talk to one another and really just share what's in our hearts. There's healing need to be taking place. There's, you know, restoration. And you know, some of us some people are content in their singlehood, but just even to show that it's okay to be content until, you know, whatever their heart is desiring in marriage or what have you, then, you know, God can speak to us in these different levels of growth of where we are in our singlehood. And, you know, and just having the Lord, because really seeking the face of God is not limited to just relationships. It's like, you know, it's a balance. So just seeking God for balance in our singlehood and our lives, you know, full circle.
You about to start a talk show tonight. You talking about that single stuff, because, you know, Pastor, he's single too. I got a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to say something when you, I'm not going to open that one. I'm going to wait until you bring that subject up, because I have a lot to share in that area. I have to say this. Yes, I do. I have to say it. Even though we are fighting daily to be single, we don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it real with you. Mm-hmm. We are not meant to be alone. And even though we're going through a seasonal change, it may be 10 years, 6 years, 5 years, 1 year, 1 month. When you're going through a seasonal change, mm-hmm. you personally, well, let me speak for Pastor E. Me personally is not happy that I have to go through this. But I cannot go where God wants me to go until I go through what He has said. Then the rest will come. But it ain't easy. It is not where we want to be. Oh, my God. Every brother I talk to, you know, through Man Up and through just counseling and stuff, brother really don't want to be alone. Really.
Right.
When they tell the truth, they be like, and I pull the truth out. Like, no, man, tell me how you really feel. Man, I don't really want to be by myself. But it's always this and it's always that. We have to get those things out, but know that we're pressing to get that. Oh, man, I did. Now, come on, Minister Charlene, tell them we did not pre-talk about subjects and where you were going. I just said to you, let the Spirit lead you. I don't do formats or topics. I give you a line on line and you follow this and follow that. I said, let the Lord lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spoke what my spirit already knew we needed here on the network is, first of all, for some singles. We're going to leave them married folks out.
Right.
That we get some singles that can come together
really
say, I can be truthful. Now, anybody out there listening, I know you say I'm single too, and this is everybody can hear us across the world. We have a green room, and we want to set up a separate communication, and I'll make all that happen when we grow, that we can communicate one-on-one that we're confidential. Oh, my God. We're growing here on the network.
Praise the Lord.
We're reaching goals that we really need to reach. Remember when I told you, when you say, well, what do you want here? And I'm like, I want God. I want to reach some stuff we haven't reached. I want to talk about some stuff that hasn't been unturned, especially when it comes to serving God as a single, but then also waiting on God to go through singlehood. And then what happens at the end of that tunnel? Oh, my God. It's got to be great.
Glory to God. Amen.
You're going to start something tonight,
God,
girl. Oh, I ain't hoping the lines up because I know they probably want to dial one right now.
Yeah, because you got to think about the heart of God. He created Adam and then he created Eve. And he already knew when he created Eve that she was going to be the right one for Adam. So God woke him up because he was asleep.
Yes,
but he was still doing what God told him to do. He had to till the ground. He had to do what he had to do. And then, you know, and so, but it just, it's just so much in that with you know, we keep on the list of Abraham and Sarah and how he tried to say that was his sister. But no, he had to claim her. He had to go back and say, nope, that's my wife.
That's,
you know,
my woman.
So it's just, it's a whole lot in there. That Boaz,
you can't have her.
And Ruth.
Wait a minute. You can't have her. I made a mistake. I put her out there too quick. You can't have her. No. Well, you know, it's good to get inspired, and I'm gonna stop it right now because see, something got jolted in there. We'll have a talk show going on, just me and you. But I really know that it's very important that we hear from you and that God ministers through you because you got such a word built up in you. I want to pray with you for just the Spirit of God to release and not only release through you, but release in us. So Heavenly Father, God, we pray right now that as we sit at your throne, at your feet, Heavenly Father, God, and we accept your chosen vessel that we respect, that we honor, and that we listen to. We don't take it for granted. We are seeking you, and we know you send your preacher. How other can we know the word unless a preacher delivered? So we want to sit here, Lord, and respect you. But we want to challenge ourselves not just to listen, not just to go through, but to dedicate ourselves to not be the same, but be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind, because we believe your word is true. And as the woman of God releases your spirit through her, oh my God, that we receive you, that we can believe in you, that we can now achieve you. And it's only by your son, Jesus' name, we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. Have your way, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I just thank God for the stirring of his spirit. I thank God for the outpouring of his spirit. And I thank God for his great compassion on souls and for the body of Christ to become one and unify. And what came in my spirit to speak about today is growing pains, growing in God's grace. And, you know, and so basically the scripture that I'm coming from is Ephesians chapter 2. And it's going to be 1 through 10, but it's going to have some substance in it. It says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Glory to God. I thank God for his word, and grace is what we need. Grace is God's unmerited favor. God's grace has given us something, my God, that we don't deserve. Hallelujah. And what I was thinking about was to recognize the upgrade, to know what grade you're in. Learn what you need to know and take that with you to your next grade, your next chapter, your next level, your next season, your next dimension. My God, being fruitful and multiplying at each grade when you learn what you need to learn for what grade. Like, you know, like you, whatever level you are in Christ right now, God, trying to turn on the light to show you it's time for you to grow. And not only just grow, but to grow up. And when we think about growing up, we think about, okay, you know, from a toddler, a youth, you know, teenager, my God, and you just keep growing up. I don't mean that type of growing up in character, personality, you know, God healing your personality, healing you deep in the areas where that were old areas that you're still living in. You don't realize it, but it's like habit. And God is trying to deal with us in these areas. And so it's like learning what weaknesses we have, what strengths we have or had and don't have, what strengths we don't have. It's okay to recognize there's some strengths that you might want, but you just don't have them right now. It's okay to learn that in the grade you're in, my God, and recognize what you have worked on. Hallelujah, because when you recognize what you've worked on and God is still working in you, it's Christ who works in us to will and do of his good pleasure. So it's humble, but it's the working of God when we recognize what level we are. We recognize, oh, you know what, I haven't overcome that like I thought I have, but God is still working on me. I'm still pressing to overcome, my God. And then we need to learn more about what we need to continue to grow and overcome, whatever it is. It's even easy for me to say I'm overcoming myself. But it really makes an impact to the weaknesses by recognizing those struggles and calling them out to God in prayer. Some of these things you might already know, but God already knows them. He wants us to own up to our own stuff and confess and repent and change it by allowing God's Spirit to teach us and to show us how. See, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's showing us how so that we can walk it out and we're not just talking it out. And we're living it out, and it's oppressed because it's uncomfortable, because God's showing us the old things have to be passed away. We have to overcome them. We have to overcome them. It's uncomfortable going against the old things we've gotten comfortable in. When you can honestly admit to that, then you recognize that of a truth you really need God's help, my God, to deliver, heal, teach, lead, and guide you in the right direction, in the right way, that you must learn and grow and live in. We learn better, we do better. And I got a scripture that says in Ephesians chapter 2, 21 and 22, it says, "In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Now, there's no way we can be growing together for a habitation of God in the Spirit if we're, hello, stuck on ourselves. Not stuck up, stuck on ourselves. Stuck on things in us that we have not yet been delivered from. My God, when we all, the Bible says, when all the building fitly framed together groweth, hallelujah, to a holy temple in the Lord. So it's a constantly growing process that we in when we accept change and let God change us. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." What is grace? Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. When you say grow up, somebody could get offended by that because they're thinking, oh, they're 7 times 3 or whatever age that they are. But growing up, meaning being mature, and not mature like you're more intelligent than somebody because you've graduated from college or so on, but fully developed in your mind, in your spirit, allowing God to heal you where you're growing up and you are maturing. My God, grace, being free, it's like it's a free gift from God. It's an unmerited favor of God. It's manifested in the salvation of sinners, and that the blessings of God are given. Hallelujah. Grow, like you undergo a natural development. You're increasing in size. You're in your progress of maturity. You're becoming larger, but not self, but you're growing, like being fruitful and multiplying, being able to help somebody else, my God, wherever they need to be built up, my God. And it's like, you know, it's a place where you are perceived as higher than you. You know, the book of Revelation, God told John, he kept showing him new things. Come up hither, come up here, come up here, come up here. It's coming up for where we are. It's growing. My God. Proverbs 3:34 says, "Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly." Growing is receiving the grace of God, and you're growing in that grace, that mercy to show you, my God, bring correction, bring instruction, even rebuke. But in love, my God, if we can receive it, we'll grow in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Romans 3:24 says, "Being justified freely by who? His grace, through the redemption that is in who? Christ Jesus." We have to recognize we are being justified by his grace, freely by his grace. And that's through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's in Jesus Christ. Our redemption is in Jesus Christ. It's not in myself. It's not in yourself. Our redemption is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that just brought a whole lot of things down because we can't be high-minded in this. We need more of God's grace so we can grow. Romans 5:20-21 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. There's that grace. It's reigning. It's much more abounding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I started thinking about mature, being fully developed physically, fully grown. It's like, you know, it's a stage of, it's like your mental awareness, your emotional soundness, development in your character. My God, being sensible, responsible, level-headed, reliable, dependable, not childish, but being careful in thought and in planning, ripe, ripe and developed to grow, to blossom, to flourish, to thrive. Hallelujah. And then self-denial, denying one's own interests and needs. Like when God begins to stretch you for increase and when he begins to want to pour into you of truth, you know, things we believe that on that God is trying to shake off of us. He said he will do a shaking so that that which cannot be shaken will remain. There's some things that need to be shaken. So when we deny our own self-interest of what is not of God, when God shows it to us, hello, then we can allow it to be shaken off of us. Hallelujah. We can accept the self-denial of our own interests and needs and recognize we have to have self-sacrifice. We have to have self-discipline, abstinence, and moderation and temperance. These terms by themselves are powerful because they all mean something in a different, depending on where you are in our walk with Christ, where we are, where God is trying to deal with us with self-denial. Hallelujah. Submission. That's one. That's a hard word. Submission, to submit to God. It's an act. It's an action or a fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. Unto God. Submit unto God, James 4:7 says. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist. Withstand the action or effect of. Be proof against. That's living that thing. That's letting God live it, work it in you. My God, to will and do of his pleasure, that's that proof that's resisting, my God, against the combat and the spiritual warfare of the enemy. It's like weathering a storm, being strong and being encouraged, encouraging yourself, encouraging others to endure. My God, just like you were built to resist cold winters. Hallelujah. St. John 1:12-13 says, but as many as received him, talking about Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. There is a crying of our souls for more, and that is, we don't realize it unless someone tells you. That's what you're really crying out for. You're trying to feed it with sin. You're trying to feed it with food. You're trying to feed it with lust. You're trying to feed it with whatever you're trying to feed it with. Really, it's like your soul is crying out, my God, for help. And Jesus Christ is your answer. Jesus Christ is the help that you need. Hallelujah. To be born again. Hallelujah. And you're not out there alone when you give your life to Jesus Christ, because he's the one who gives us power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. That love right there, forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. There it is right there. The lowliness of heart. My God, the meekness with the long suffering. My God, the compassion, the consideration, the humility. We know we needed God to what? Pick us up when we were down, when we were discouraged, when we were, my God, feeling overwhelmed. And by his grace, he sent the gospel message, hallelujah, of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So now we have embraced it. We have accepted. We even decree and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. But, oh, he begins to talk and deal with us about our character, about our attitudes, about our personality and the vibes and things that emanate from us, from what's inside of the heart, what's inside of the mind, the spirit. Hallelujah. We have to grow up. I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed to say, Lord, help me to grow. Grow me up, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's not growing up haughty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's growing up in grace. It's growing up, my God, in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. And, you know, I want to end it with this scripture here. It's Ephesians chapter 2, hallelujah, 11 through 13. It says, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, my God, having no hope and without God in the world. Verse 13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's pretty humbling, because it was letting us know we were nothing, my God, before Jesus Christ came knocking on the door of our hearts. We were nothing. Hallelujah. And so in the Bible declares, we live and we move and we have our being. In him we exist. I told my sister the other day, I said, you know what? The devil wants to oppress you and discourage you and make you feel like you can't make it and you want to give up and you want to throw in the towel. I said, but you was on God's mind. You was on God's mind so tough, he decided to create you so he could look at you. My God, so he could look at what he was thinking about and how he's going to put that laugh in you and how he's going to describe what he had described in his heart to create you, how you would look. Hallelujah. So, yes, you know, you are important to God. You are on God's mind. You are in God's spirit. He decided, my God, to create you. Hallelujah. For his glory. It is God's will to be our God. It is God's will for us to be his people. My God, the devil wants to try to steal, my God, kill and destroy your hope. My God, for eternal life, your hope. My God, for restoration, for deliverance, for freedom from yourself. God wants to break the chains. There's spiritual chains. There's yokes. There's bondages. There's burdens. There's oppression. My God, not just of only of sin, but of the devil and of the world. My God, and we innocently put on ourselves. We do have to be careful, my God, things we see and things we hear and things, my God, we think and things we do and places we go. We have to be so very careful, because the devil was kicked out of heaven. So not only you got the sin nature dealing with, you got the devil dealing with it. So some of that stuff is demonically influenced. Hello, somebody. So we have to let God be our God in everything, in every area. Hallelujah. So we're praying. We're praying in the atmosphere. We're praying in the neighborhoods. We're praying, my God, as the Holy Spirit leads us. And we're praying, hello, for ourselves. Lord, deliver. Make me whole. Make me, my God, conform me to the image of your dear Son. This is not something that I'm saying that I want to be people hear me. This is the cry of the heart of the people of God. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. How are we going to have a clean heart and be edified and be a holy habitation for God and the Spirit and the unity and the bond of peace? We have to let God work on us. He has to go where he wants to. The heart, the height, the depth, the breadth, the length. My God, hallelujah. Because, you know, we may feel like we plateaued out. We know so much and we have experienced so much. But God, think about what the damage that was done from the stuff you went through. God has to go back in there and do some operating. He has to go back in there and do some healing. Hallelujah. He has to go back in there and love on us some more. Hallelujah. He got to go down in there and take some stuff out and pick some stuff out. Hallelujah. And mend fences and mend bridges. My God, and just do a mighty work that only he, our potter, can do. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. I just thank God for this precious opportunity to share this that was on my heart about growing and growing pains. Hallelujah. The earth is groaning. It's travailing. My God. It's having birth. The earth itself has birth pains. My God. And we're having birth pains, spiritual birth pains. Hallelujah. It's like, Lord, you would think, oh, I'm doing this, A, B, C, D. And God's like, there's still more. There's still more. I'm calling you higher. There's still more. Hallelujah. I want to dig a little bit deeper. I want to plant you. I want to root you. I want to have you grounded in my love and in my will and in my heart and in my mind and my spirit. God wants to reveal more of himself to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to go through another level with us. He wants to go through another season with us. Another, my God, change. He wants to rearrange. He wants to go places we haven't seen and we haven't been. He wants to take us there. It's like, Lord, go before us, lead us, and guide us. Hallelujah. We don't want no chains on us. Where we say, Lord, we want to be free. So when the freedom comes, hallelujah, we have to, Lord, help us to embrace it. Help us to accept it, because it may not feel comfortable, but you'll be so thankful to God, hallelujah, that the chain is broke off, that the bands of wickedness are, my God, just just snapped off. Hallelujah. That God is doing a mighty work. Hallelujah. Not only in the earth, he's showing. He said, I'm doing a shaking so that that which can't be shaken will remain. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to be asleep, church. He doesn't want us to be slumbered. Hallelujah. We feel that way sometimes because we feel like God ain't moving at certain times and certain flows of what's going on. But God is moving. He's dealing with us in our spirit. Hallelujah. To wake up and recognize he's doing some new things. He's trying to shake some things off and build some new things in us so that we can grow in his grace for a holy habitation of God in the spirit. Praise God.
Woo, what you say? Holy habitation.
Yes.
Holy habitation. Woo, come
holy
on.
Habitation.
Inhabit me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We have to be holy, 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 holy,
awesome,
holy.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome word.
Amen.
God bless you. We want to take the opportunity to open the lines. Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene. First Thursday of every month that this word, you got a little taste of it there. Oh my God, we're about to go higher, higher, higher. Dial one now and get involved in the conversation. Now, I'm letting you know now, I'm going to be out the way. Women Speak Now is going to be just that, Women Speak Now, but we definitely want to be a part of this first broadcast. We want to hear from you right now. Go ahead and dial one and get online with Minister Charlene here at Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Amen.
Minister Terry, welcome to the broadcast. How are you, woman of God?
I am blessed and grateful to be a part and able to listen to Minister Charlene. I tell you, I've been listening to you, beautiful woman of God. I've been listening to you on fire. And you brought it tonight. You are on fire for God. And you brought it. You brought it. And I love that grace. Wherever you are with that grace, grace yourself and grow from that grace. And I love what you brought. Hallelujah. Praise God. Growing pain. Yes, we are. Glory be to God. I'm looking forward to each and every time you speak on the first Thursday because I've been listening to you on different shows. And I was telling Pastor D, she's on fire for God. Glory be to God, beautiful sister. Welcome. You are loved, honored, and you are appreciated. Looking forward to your next episode, I tell you. Glory be to God. God bless you, beautiful sister.
Amen. There may be somebody else out there that needs prayer, or I'm looking for that one person that doesn't know Jesus, and you heard something tonight that says, I want to know more. Dial one. We're going to put you in the green room with Minister Terry, myself, and whoever else to get you all the information you need. But come on and support the woman of God tonight and encourage her for such a great job. I don't have to even put it out there, and you already know it. God spoke, and the people listened, and the word has went forth because I know I have some goals and some purposes. See, the word of God is so true that when it goes forth, we all have to obtain those principles that give us the ability to go to the next level. So I encourage you to continue. Do not give up. Do not stop. God is moving in and through you. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good evening, woman of God. Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, man of God.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, please. You know, I'm blessed. Blessed in the city. I'm blessed in
all
the
right.
field. I'm blessed.
Where
with
am
the...
I?
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, gracious Father. Oh, gracious Father. Man of God, you're awesome. And you know what? I'm not going to even say it. I am not going to even say it. But, Minister Charlene.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you tonight, my sister?
I'm fine. God bless you, Sister Valentine. I'm glad to hear from you.
And God bless you also. I missed a little bit of what you were saying because I had to step out of one room and go into another one to do something. But I heard you talk about, I heard you talk about grace. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When I look at the word grace, you said that grace is God's unmerited favor.
Yes.
And then over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8,
yes.
It talks about grace. It tells us that we are saved by grace through
yes.
faith. We are saved
mm-hmm.
by grace through faith.
Yes,
grace is such an awesome word. When you wake up in the morning, it's by the
mm-hmm.
grace of God that wakes you up.
Yes.
It is grace. I hear the man of God on Wednesday morning and on Friday talking about, get up, move.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how
wake
you
up
go.
In
get
your
up,
mind.
Your purpose.
Wake up, get up, and move.
Wake up, get up, and move in your mind. When we get up, wake
mm-hmm.
up and move in your mind. And when I get up in the morning, you know when I get up and how I get up and why I get up, it's great. It's the
Hallelujah.
Grace of God. It's the grace
yes,
of God.
Mm-hmm.
We are saved by grace.
Mm, hallelujah.
We receive salvation by grace. We receive
blessing.
Salvation by grace.
Hallelujah.
We receive
yes,
healing
Lord.
By grace. It's all
mm-hmm.
about grace. Don't get me started
mm-hmm.
on grace.
Jesus.
It is
yeah.
grace. Hey, Jesus.
Thank
grace
hallelujah.
Is God's unmerited favor.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless his name.
Grace.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his name.
Thank
I love the word of grace.
Yes,
God's
Lord.
Grace saved me. I was saved by grace.
Yes, Lord.
I was saved
yes,
by
Lord.
Grace. I've been
thank
delivered
you.
By grace. It's
yes,
all
Lord.
About God's grace. And not just his grace,
yes.
but his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
God's grace, it is mercy. It's so awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mr. Charlene, you had such an awesome word, and you talked about growing pains, and it's something else you shared. Let me see where it is. I got so much scribble
mm-hmm.
out here, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my God. You said put.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Oh, when you're taking in so much information, you just got too much. See, that's really paying
so
attention
much.
To the word of God. I got so many notes. Y'all would not believe. You think I'd be playing. You would not believe all the
oh,
stuff I have scribbled
please.
Everywhere. Oh, my God.
I got
Lord.
So much.
But
I
take
so
time to put it together, though. I take time to put it all in a pile. Okay, Lord. And I have another journal that I open up that translates all my scribble. And then I put it together,
yes.
and I'll be like, ooh, I got 30 sermons. I'll be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, out of all my scribble.
Yes. yes.
Wow.
But I gotta say something. A woman of God,
yeah.
hold on. You gave me a break in here. You said in the beginning, you said, I ain't gonna say nothing. What was that? What you ain't gonna say?
I was gonna say something to you, man of God, when you said you're blessed. But I'm gonna
I say blessed.
Let's get back to Minister Charlene.
Okay, all right. Call me later. Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't mean to take away, but call me later because I have something for you that we need to talk about.
I'm going to tell you what I was going to say when I said, now. Right now, man of God. You
right
now.
Now. Don't play with me. Don't play
right
with me.
Now.
Right now.
Mr. Charlene, you were talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see where. Okay, let's see where I was. Love, knowledge. No, let me see. Oh, Jesus. I got so much.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know what I've got. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're just so awesome. You're so awesome. I'm so glad you are back and to hear you on this broadcast.
Glory to God.
You got so much word inside of you. And you're
yes,
so awesome.
Lord.
And I want to share
thank
with
you.
You. God loves you.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Loves you. And you talked about blessed favor.
Yes,
I was looking at Psalm 1, and it said,
mm-hmm.
blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Thank you, Jesus.
That word, when you look at that word, blessed, that means happy.
Yes,
happy is the man or the woman that walketh in the seat of the unscornful. No, Jesus. Blessed is is a man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of the scornful.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. That word is so awesome. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of the scornful. You know one thing, Minister Charlene, we are so blessed.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
We are so blessed. And you know why we are blessed? We're blessed because God sent his son into this world to die for us.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Gave us his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Shall God promise us we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you talk about grace.
Lord.
Every time I look at this word, grace. Grace is an awesome word. You could take grace
Thank
and you could just take it so far. You could do so much with the word grace.
Yes, God.
Grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grace. You're right. Thank you, Jesus. Woman of God,
Thank
I love you. And I pray that you continue to do what you're doing. You continue to preach the word, teach the word, do what God called you to do. And you watch God move in your life. Oh, I love you, my sister. Praise
you, love
you
too. Hallelujah,
to
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
lift
you,
your hands.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it for
Lift
your hands and receive
Hallelujah.
The anointing
Lord.
Right now.
Yes, Lord God.
If somebody out
there
may be saying, I didn't hear my name called today. Lift your hands and receive the grace of God. We didn't know you. Put your hands in the air.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
And lead in his direction.
Great.
And tell him
Great.
Today, say, I'm leaning, Heavenly Father God, in
yes,
your direction. I'm leaning.
Yes.
I'm
you,
not asking for nothing back. I just want to give it to you. I'm leaning in your
yes.
direction.
Hallelujah.
Get the honor
Hallelujah.
And the glory. I don't want a reward. I don't want a blessing.
Yes,
I don't want it. I just want to
Thank
lean
you.
In your direction, Heavenly Father God.
Hallelujah.
So I can receive more of you.
God.
Oh, I desire you.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't
Hallelujah.
Mind waiting.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting.
Yes, I don't
Thank you, Lord.
Again. And I don't mind
Thank you, Jesus.
Waiting
on you, Lord.
Thank
I don't mind.
Thank you,
I don't mind waiting on you,
Lord.
Come
on,
Minister
Charlene. Say,
I don't mind, Lord Jesus.
I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting.
Don't mind waiting, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. All you know. Hallelujah.
We're going to mount up.
Like what? Eagles.
Glory to your name,
like eagles.
Like eagles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands in the air and say, I'm an eagle.
Hallelujah.
I'm an eagle.
Put your hands in the air and say, I'm an eagle.
Like
I'm soaring
like an eagle.
In your spirit, like an eagle.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm an eagle. I'm sorry.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister Charlene, I want to tell you, my sister, you got a fire burning in your belly.
Thank you, God.
You got a fire burning. In your belly, open your mouth and say,
Don't take this wrong. Please, nobody take this wrong. But when somebody says you have a fire in your belly, that's a pregnancy. And when you got a pregnancy, you got to go through labor. Oh my God. You got to go through birthing. You have to go through nurturing. You have to go through the sowing. Oh my God. I shout out my Shetna. Don't you know? Oh, when you got a fire burning in your soul, that could be male or female. It's time to go through a birthing period.
Come on.
You gotta know that. Don't you know that when a woman gives birth, it's the closest thing to death that any person could ever experience. When you are going through a birthing experience, you gotta be willing to die of everything.
Yes, Father.
To birth. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you gotta birth it.
Jesus.
You gotta nurture it. You gotta grow it. We can be prophetic. I am fivefold.
It's time.
I need everybody. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I need everybody under the sound of my voice to say this. I am fivefold, no limits.
I am fivefold, no limits.
Everybody, even if you ain't on the mic, I am fivefold, no limits.
I am fivefold, no limits. Hallelujah.
I'm going to do the work. I know I'm fivefold. I don't even got to claim it. I am fivefold, no limits, because I'm going to do the work. Come on, I dare you to praise him and say, I'm going to do the work.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't try to give me the title. Forget the title. I'm going to do the work.
I'm going to do the work.
I'm doing the work.
Can we honor you? Can we worship you?
First of all, life is a relationship with God.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive. Secondly, life in the relationship with people.
Thirdly,
life in your dreams, visions, and ideas. Fourthly, in your ministry.
Praise.
In your entrepreneurship. Sixthly, oh my God, in your community. And seventhly,
hallelujah.
For anything God has left over for you, that you'll say thank you.
Thank you, Father. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give me the crumbs. Give me the crumbs, Jesus. Just give me the crumbs.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm good. As long as I'm hungry or whether I'm full, I say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Whether I have a lot or whether I have a little, I say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Whether I'm sick or whether I'm healed, I say thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm getting here tonight, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm learning how to decrease of myself and to die for you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I'm learning to decrease of myself and die for you because you died for me.
Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah.
You
anointed for a new season, for a new chapter, for a new dimension, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, I keep hearing this word new.
Glory to God.
And as a covenant partners, we all need to be in one accord. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, everything God has done is finished
He's
and complete.
Done. Yes, it has.
New season mean I'm going to be the same. New season means I got different commitments, different obligations, different passions, different beliefs because I'm going to be new because God is already new. Why I don't start acting like it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Let me finish the work that is already... Can we say that together? Let me finish the work that has already been done.
Let me finish the work that has already been done.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to be involved in finishing
you,
the work
thank you,
that's
Lord.
Already been
thank
done.
You,
don't
praise.
You know that's my purpose?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
I can assist. I can sow into
Hallelujah.
The work that has already been
Praise
done,
God.
That God is not
Hallelujah.
Slack to his promises. Why
Praise
are we?
God.
Come on,
Glory.
Invite
Amen.
Everybody in.
Praise him.
Come
Hallelujah.
As you are. That don't mean clothing.
Yes, God, yes, God,
that means your
yes,
sins. That means your depression.
Yes,
that means your discretion.
Thank
that
you,
means your
Hallelujah.
Inability to be free
yes,
and be free. Again,
yes.
Come on, as you
Hallelujah.
Are.
Free indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
Hallelujah.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Thank,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We're
going to
end this broadcast because
listen,
everything must be done decent and in order. Remember?
Yes.
Thank
we
you,
are
Jesus.
Not quenching
yes,
the spirit. I'm going to tell you why.
That's
because
it.
When the Hallelujah. Broadcast is over, you need to get on your face and do all this
yes,
stuff
sir.
We're saying
yes.
right now and
yes,
make it
right.
personal
yes.
to him. Take it
Hallelujah.
To another level
Hallelujah.
Of worship.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
But right
yes.
now, we're going to honor
yes.
time. We're going to honor
yes,
obligations and our
yes,
and our
Lord.
Responsibilities. See, some people say, man, let the Spirit move. The Spirit moves in me. The Spirit
yes,
don't
God.
Make you be late for work. Oh, I got to help somebody tonight. Can I just share this?
Yes, sir.
Come on. The Spirit don't make you late for work.
My God.
Oh, the Spirit told me
Jesus.
To lay down
Lord.
Another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, he did
yes,
not.
Lord.
The Spirit
Hallelujah.
Told me not to go
yes,
and
Lord.
Do this and
yep.
do that. No, he did not because the Spirit
no,
is, of order, is of order.
Yes, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
If we really believe yes. in him, we have to know when to say it's time for order, y'all.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, time for order.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Time for order. Amen.
Time for order.
Jesus.
Time everything.
For order.
Not one, not two.
Thank
everything
you,
must be done decently.
Decent. And in order. Amen.
But let me just clarify here on the Now Network. Everything must be done decently and in order. Okay. And we won't have no other way. But I don't need you. And I ain't trying to be, I'm not trying to be all that. But I really don't need y'all to go to that place. Y'all just got me ready. And I really want to get y'all off the line so I go to that place.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to talk no more. I don't want to even have the radio. I want to go in that place.
Sir. Yes,
can
sir.
Can y'all release me so I go to that place?
Amen.
Yes.
I don't want
to be on my face. Minister Charlene, I know y'all say Pastor E is crazy. Yes, I am. I'm
going
to tell it like it is. And if it's something coming in my spirit, I'm going to tell you just
sir.
This. Let's shut it down.
That's
put up the Bibles.
Sir.
Go do what you got to do, but I'm going to get on my face.
Yes, hallelujah.
I love
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to get on my face. I want
to
say this.
I got to get on my face.
Here's a plug.
Let me get on my face.
If you want to continue tonight, I know this is going to take it to another level.
Yeah.
At 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, and 12 midnight, we're launching a new show called Finishing Strong with Pastor E.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go hard. Because it ain't
Amen.
What you do, it's how you do it. And remember, you start strong, you got to do what? Finish strong. Starting tonight. Starting tonight, we're partnering up with Guiding Light Ministries International Radio and Prayer Line ministry. They got the video thing going on, the live Facebook. But we're launching tonight, Finishing Strong. Oh, yeah. You got to learn how to relax. You got to learn how to release. And then you got to learn how to restore. Those are the first things we're going to talk about tonight is relaxing and releasing. And then restoring, because guess what? You got a whole nother day tomorrow to wake up in your mind, get up in your thinking, and move in your purpose. The time is right to launch this. And I pray you guys that are, if you're tired, go to sleep. Listen to the archive. Listen to the next video. But it's going to be on Guiding Light International Ministries. That number is 210. Wait a minute. Let me get the flyer. I don't want to give you the wrong information. But that's 11 o'clock on the Central Time and 12 midnight on the Eastern Time. And some people say, well, Pastor E, why would you do that? Because they asked me. They need to fill the block. And most people say, well, it's midnight there. Ain't nobody going to listen? If one listen, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
I promise you and everything that I love, if one listen, I am good. But I also know I got some covenant partners out there. That want to be a part and want to experience this new broadcast of Finishing Strong. We are going to higher levels. Let me pull up this email. We're going to pull up this email. I want to get this number out there to you that you can call and listen. If you want to be a guest with me on live, we have a new application that you can call in. I'll give you the access number, and we can be talking and dialoguing together, going back and forth. Tonight is just going to be me, just on the intro of setting the standard of what Finishing Strong is all about. But guess what? I've already dedicated 9 episodes until the end of December. So for 9 episodes, 9 p.m., 11 p.m., and 12 midnight, I'm going to be teaching on Finishing Strong. Especially on the Network and everywhere
else.
Amen.
We need your support. We want you to share.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was number Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost sent that.
Amen.
The way I was thinking, I thought it was another name. The Holy Ghost stepped in, and I had to say, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the blessing right
okay.
there.
Amen.
Finishing Strong.
Amen.
Glory.
Okay, I got the flyer. Here it is. The flyer is every Thursday night, 9 p.m., 11 p.m., and 12 midnight. And that is the phone number is 910-218-0531. Mm-hmm. There is an event that I launched on Facebook. I'll be inviting you in the next couple of hours to get on this broadcast. Finish it strong. I'm telling you. It ain't so much how you start, but how do you finish?
Amen.
Y'all like that title, don't you?
Yes, Lord. Glory be to God.
I love it.
We inviting everybody to come on board. And all my partners, all my covenant partners, you know I'm going to be texting y'all tonight, giving y'all all the information.
Be
a part of this tonight. You don't have to even dial one or get involved. Just listen.
Listen. Amen. This is that listen
program. That finishing strong is that listen program, because believe me, I be up at 4 in the morning. At 9 o'clock, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm telling you, I'm keeping it real with you. At 4 in the morning, I'm up on my face. Waking up. I just do not preach, wake up, get up, move. Every morning, I roll out my bed, whether I have to go to the bathroom, whether I'm hungry, whether if the phone's ringing, I'm on my face saying, let me wake up in you.
Amen.
Let me wake up in my mind, get up in my thinking, move in my purpose. But now, we got to talk about finishing strong. What do we do at the end of the day?
How do we get ready to go to the next day?
Come on, get ready tonight. Finish it strong. Minister Charlene, any closing remarks from you?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Just to say, be encouraged. This is a new season. God doesn't want us to be scared or afraid, but just go on and let Him work on us, operate on us, free us. My God, sanctify us, prune us, and purge us, and get us ready for greater. Hallelujah. Praise His name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the woman of God is on her way. And I got you out there 1 minute before. She's about to go do praise and worship practice tonight. God bless you so much for an awesome word. We can't wait till the first Thursday of December to hear another episode of Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. It ain't over. 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, and 12 midnight on the East Coast. Yes. Finishing Strong with Pastor E, Guiding Light Ministries International, radio and Bible study line. That number, we've already shared it, but it's going to be on Facebook Live also that you can watch the broadcast. And I ain't ready for it, but I'm going to still go live. I'm going to put a hat on because, you know, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm on the West Coast, y'all.
Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. One of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm going to stay here. Listen, y'all. I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm going to wait here. And I'ma praise Him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. Gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. summertime, say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time, say, and the truth has made me set free. Here we go. Listen. Can you lift up your hands this time when you say it? Come on, say it. 'Cause the truth has made me free. That's how you going home tonight. 'Cause the truth has made me free.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.